And this expression, after you eat a meal, you have to clean the dishes. You know, in the water, you say you have to do
wash the dishes.
Sure. And in order to get the soap suds off, you say you do what to?
Rinse dishes.
Do you have a name for the piece of cloth?
Scald the dishes.
Sure. Do you have a name for the piece of cloth, the rag that you use when you're washing the dishes?
Dish rag, a towel.
Okay. What about the one that you use when you're drying?
Dish towel.
Okay. What about something that you would use to bathe your face with when you're taking a bath?
Face cloth, washcloth.
Okay. And the big one that you dry out?
Towel. Bath towel.
In the kitchen, over the sink, the thing that the water comes out of, what would you call that?
Faucet. Or the spigot.
Okay. Now, if you're outside, something that you hook up your garden hose to, what would that be?
Hydrant.
Okay. And on a portable water container that you might use if you're going fishing or something like that, for ice water?
Yes.
There's usually something on that you can press.
Right.
The water will come out.
Right.
Do you have a name for that?
Thermos.
Well, it's just the thing that you press or mash
and the
water comes out.
The spigot?
Yes.
Yes.
And this for, if it's the winter time and the pipes underneath your house have frozen,
burst.
Say this again, the pipes.
Pipes burst?
Yeah. Just want to make sure I pick it up. What about a container? Oh, years ago, people might buy flour, this sort of container.
A barrel of flour.
Be familiar with something that looks like a barrel, except it's smaller. Nails might come in it, or gunpowder, something like that.
Keg.
Sure. Do you have a name for the metal things that run around the barrel and keep the staves in place?
Staple. Are the staples? Are these one of the names you nail the wire to?
Metal rings that go all the way around.
Yes, I don't know. What's the name of those things?
Yeah. Okay, the word I'm after is just for pronunciation. Years ago, there was a fad going around. Everybody had a hula.
Oh, yes, a hula. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So around the barrel, you would call them.
Well, I'm assuming you call them the hoops then. The hula hoops, whatever you call them. I don't know.
Just the hoops of the barrel.
Hoops of the barrel. The barrel hoops. We don't use that, but I see what you're talking about now, yes.
What word did you use? Staple or something?
What I thought you were thinking in terms of the nails that has both ends you drive it through. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought you were referring.
I see.
Yes. You use them on the fence too, you know,
right.
When you fasten the barbed wire, as I mentioned, to the post, mm-hmm. We use those too. That's what I thought you were referring.
Okay.
And then on the barrel, some of them have the small ones, you know, it's nailed through mm-hmm. on there. That's what I thought you were referring.
Okay. Now this thing, if you were bottling some liquid, maybe making wine or something like that, you would put this in the mouth of the bottle to keep the liquid from spilling as you're pouring. What would you call that? Same sort of thing that you
can. Yes, I know what you're talking about. I know exactly what you're referring. I know what you're talking about, but I can't think of the name of it. There is a name of the thing.
Well, that's what I had in mind. Funnel?
Yeah, funnel. That's it. Yes, the funnel. Right.
Okay.
Right.
All right. And if you're driving a buggy, the thing that you crack open horses' ears.
The whip.
What about if you were going to the grocery store and make your purchase, the grocery boy puts it in what for you?
Bag.
And it's made out of what?
Paper.
Now what if you wanted to buy something like gold?
Or you might say a sack.
Right. Would that be
made paper sack?
Paper sack. What would 25 pounds of flour or sugar cost you?
Flour or sugar would come in a sack.
What would that be made of?
Cloth.
Yeah.
I'm assuming. Yes.
Do you have a name for the type of container? Well, it's not really a container, simple we're talking to, but manure or pecans or something like that might be put in, a rough, you know, coarse material, usually brown.
Basket?
No, this is, it's more like a sacro bag, but made out of a rough fiber. Brown, coarse material.
Crocus egg?
Is that similar to what I was describing? Crocus
egg? What you were describing when you put grocery in, you're saying?
No, the rough material.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Have you heard people around here call that a toe sag?
Toe sag, yes.
Same
difference. No difference. Toe sag, crocus sag.
Right. Say if a farmer will take its corn to the mill to be ground.